This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And boy, it's been a crazy week, but I could say that every single week, right? Because there's something always pumping, going, happening that boils our blood, makes us smile, or makes us freeze. And this week, when you're not in the polar vortex, you are saying, oh, thank goodness I don't live in the vortex. Thank goodness I don't, because I don't know that I could weather the kind of temperatures that we're talking about. And we've got Andy, our technical maestro, with us for this version of this show. And we're going to check in with you right at the top, because Minnesota seems to be ground zero for some of the coldest temperatures. What's it been like for you as these days continue on?
Well, a new trend is taking pictures of your thermometer in your car, and people posting it on Facebook and Instagram to see the temperatures of where everyone is. A lot of corners of the house is freezing from the, like, you know, the inside of your bedroom. There'll be a bunch of ice, like, on your drywall.
Ooh.
Immediate frostbite, your nostrils are immediately in pain when you go outside, especially when it was negative 28 where I was. I would go outside and it would just hurt right away.
Right, even though you were bundled up, it didn't matter because there's nothing
to
breathe. Yeah, you got to breathe, so you're right. To that point, you're going to feel that air smash against you. Did you notice that a lot of people stayed in, or is it still busier than ever?
I went out to the grocery store and bought some chicken broth, and it was sold out, and the woman that was working there said that there was a lot of people that came in and did the same thing. But most places were shut down. Most businesses were shut down besides basics like the grocery store and stuff. And got emails from, like, some service providers, like my internet, saying, like, that they were going to open up free Wi-Fi spots or something for people, because it was kind of odd, but it's supposed to be like 40 on Sunday, so that's a pretty big difference. It's about 70-80 degrees. At least,
yeah, it's a wild swing. Yeah, that's a wild swing, and they're saying that about in other places too. That's going to feel almost balmy. So thanks for that, Andy, giving us the description of what it's like. And of course, at the mothership, hey, this is a big network and lots of shows and a lot of things to tackle. Nobody calls in sick. You got to love that. Chicagoans are ready for a break. Zero is going to feel pretty warm for them. I mentioned that I'll be in Chicago next week on Tuesday, just for a night. I can only imagine what that's going to feel like, but it's not going to feel like it is right now during these last couple of days. So the face freezing weather is going to go away. It's going to subside, if you will, and it'll feel much better. I mean, when you're talking about 21 degrees below zero at O'Hare Airport on Thursday, yikes. All kinds of records are being shattered all over the place in the Midwest. And Andy mentioned it. People are seeing frost come up in weird places. You're also seeing some weird things happen with what people are doing with the cold. There are people that are putting jeans out that are freezing, and they're freezing standing up. It almost looks like, you know, the invisible person, because they're just empty jeans and they just freeze immediately. You take those jeans out there that are wet and they just turn to ice, basically. And I would think that some people didn't want to brave the temperatures too, because maybe car crashes, because you've got ice slicked roads and you have water main breaks in the suburbs and throughout Chicago. But by Friday morning, 40s forecast for the weekend, so it's going to feel a lot different to most people. That whole idea of I can't breathe or I'm freezing automatically, I'm waiting for trains, all of that would feel a lot different than what it's feeling like as they try to stroll in and out of work if they're still going to work. And, boy, the Department of Streets and Sanitations, I talked to, called someone there today, 200,000 was the number I was told. Tons of salt treated with beet juice so that it helps to bind the roadways. There was the picture that we saw of the tracks on fire, and then this is another version of that. And the city's water department worked on about a dozen water main breaks during the spell, and then they helped people with frozen pipes and lack of water and, you know, all of that. And there were 5 CTA buses on the street overnight trying to help people and, you know, on the lookout for anybody that was stuck. But, boy, there must be cabin fever. Ooh, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. If you need a break and you get a chance to take a day or two, but it can also drive you crazy when you can't get out. And so for some people, that's, you know, what happens. That's it. They're staying. They're not moving. And they're not gonna brave it. So you get a little antsy, especially if you have a whole family there. The games can only go so far. The competition can only take you to so many places. And it's interesting because with the Super Bowl weekend coming up and there's so many big parties and Chicagoans and the folks in Minnesota, too, disappointed that their teams aren't there, but everybody watches the Super Bowl, or I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people watch the Super Bowl or at least go to parties because that's what it's for, or have a party or any of that kind of stuff. So those are going to be intact because in all the Midwest places I mentioned, it still will be cold, but it's not going to be the, you know, 45 below temperatures, the great freeze that we're talking about right now. All right, speaking of a freeze, nothing is thawing out between the president and Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. In fact, Nancy Pelosi is saying that, you know, this is, it's not, we're not doing this. She's never seen anything like it. There's nothing in the offing for a wall, basically, while the president says he's not waiting on Congress to move forward with building his promised southern border wall. He pointed to some of the work that's already underway at the U.S.-Mexico border with funding that was already appropriated before. He talked to reporters at the White House on Thursday, and he said, I'm not waiting for the committee. He's talking about the bipartisan group of lawmakers that met for the first time on Wednesday to try to hash out a border security deal before the government runs out of funding again the day after Valentine's Day. Hey, woohoo, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, it's February 15th. So the speaker said on Thursday whatever deal is reached is not going to have any money for the wall. She just emphasized that again. We're not going to do that. And the president is saying, look, he tweeted out that we're wasting time. Let's not negotiate. Tell me, Republicans, you're wasting time. Let's not negotiate with the Democrats. The ask is $5.7 billion. We've known that, and that's not going to happen. So it's still the same thing that's going on between the Speaker of the House and the President. And bottom line is the route to southern border is not going to run through Congress in any way, shape, or form. Hey, we're taking to the movies next, our cheap movie review. Hang with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
One of my favorite things to do, I've talked about this before, when I have time, and I know some of you do too, you'll send me your cheap movie reviews. Remember, you send me a cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. That's how you can hit me up. I will send you a copy of my book, my brand new Forbes published book called Deal Your Own Destiny. And that's what the movie people are trying to do, dealing their own destiny, trying to put together some good flicks. You need a good script. You need a good casting director. There's a lot of things that have to go into movies to make them work, even if you have great writing. If you have something that doesn't work acting-wise or something that doesn't work with the way it's shot or cut, there's so much that happens on movie sets. It's fascinating to go, if you ever have a chance, to go on any movie set and watch how it's really done. All right, this first one is called Miss Bala, and it is kind of a frightening tale. Take a listen.
I'm so happy that you're here. after my parents died. I didn't really think I was going to be able to come back to Tijuana, but you always made me feel like family. You are my family.
First, you mess around and I'll kill you both.
Park the car real close to the curb.
Let's go.
Is this you?
You have to believe me. They made me do it.
The building that you blew up is a DEA safe house. You know how long you'll go away for?
Unless you help us get me to Esparza.
Please.
I see it in your eyes. I see it in your face.
Forget your friends. No one's coming to save you.
Whether or not you survive, it's entirely up to you.
You're gonna be my queen.
You gotta learn how to use
one of these.
A bala. A bullet. Abala settles everything.
Hit me nice.
Ever since you showed up, the police in one step ahead.
You better do what you need to do.
Toledo has a mole in his operation.
I have a plan. I'm going to come back for you.
Some lies. I'm going to hurt you.
I'm not giving up on my family. Abala. In the end, the bullet settles everything.
Buzz, because Gina Rodriguez is the action star of this. And you've got some other people that you might recognize in the film, like James Russo, etc. But the bottom line is Anthony Mackie's one of the stars and Gina Rodriguez. Those are the main characters. And you could hear in that little snippet, she gets sucked into this when they ask her if she's an American. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 87%. It is an R-rated flick crime, 1 hour, 53 minutes. You'd be sitting in the seats for at least 2 hours for this one. I say stream it. Gina Rodriguez isn't a bad actress. And I don't know, maybe there's a little story there if you like that kind of movie. But I don't know that I'd go and pony up the bucks for the big screen. The second movie is called, appropriately enough, Arctic.
Yeah.
Wow. So I read a review and it says Arctic is a bare bones, gripping story of survival in the desolate cold. It's simple, beautifully shot, and elegant in its portrayal of a man's fierce determination to survive. A guy named Mads Mikkelsen is the main character. You would recognize him from other flicks if you saw him on the big screen. If you like this sort of thing, 81% is what Rotten Tomatoes gives it. It looks like it's definitely good for a streamer, for sure, especially if you're an insomniac. Dragon Ball is our last one. This is an animated flick, and it's one that will probably do pretty well at the box office. Take a listen.
So tell me, Goku, why do you seek even more strength than you have already?
The tournament of power opened my eyes. No way I can stay at the same level I'm at now. I'm fired up. That must be the guy.
I don't know who he is, but his energy's absurd. Do it, Broly!
How is this possible?
Magnificent. Power level is amazing. What the?
Looks like this is going to be tougher than we thought.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be popular. Like I said, 24 million it's raked in its first week of release because it had a couple of early dates. And it definitely has a crowd. It's a Japanese media franchise that was started in 1984. And then this is it on the big screen. So certainly kids would go to see it. It's an action PG flick. Dragon Ball. Actually looks kind of clever, I have to say. If you've been watching it all along, it's probably really tremendous. But I think this is mostly teens and probably some younger kids as well. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The problem is the Democrats, you know, when they say we don't want to build, as an example.
President Trump slams Democrats and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when asked at the White House by reporters about the status of the border wall. The president says no deal unless there's funding to finish it.
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work. And we're building the wall right now. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but we have a lot of wall under construction. We've given out a lot of contracts over the last three, 4 weeks. contracts. A lot of wall is soon going to be under construction. We're finishing up design on certain areas, the most important areas, the Rio Grande area and others.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. To welcome to the show a man that I had a conversation with that really moved the needle for me. When I got off of the conversation, and this was a couple of weeks ago, he really made me think about some of the problems that we have, some of the things that we're dealing with from way back when. And he has an interesting, provocative title, I think, to his book. His name is Derek Paul, and he's in our virtual green room. And the title of this book is called A Leap to an Ecological Economy. Derek, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hello.
So let's
speak with you again.
It's good to speak with you, too. So let's talk about that title. Someone sees that title, and immediately you think about a couple of different things. Give us an overview of what the book is about.
Well, the book is about trying to address the barriers that stop us from reducing the greenhouse gases and getting ourselves into a mode where living on our income and not on our savings. You understand, it's easy to go broke if you overspend every year. And the human race has been overspending every year since 1968. Now, when I say overspending, that includes overpolluting. It turns out these two things amount to the same effect when you add them together. So in Canada and the United States, approximately, we are overspending and overpolluting by 2.7 times.
So wow, 2.7 times? You got to stop on that number, Derek. 2.7 times.
In the middle of May, we will have used up all the resources we should have used up and done all the polluting we should have done by the 31st of December. But we do it by the middle of May. And that is something that simply has to be corrected. Otherwise, we're going to bankrupt ourselves in the whole sense of material bankruptcy. We won't have an earth fit to live in.
Wow. So how do we deal with the problem? How do we tackle this?
Well, the first thing we have to do, of course, is stop emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, because that is something like 80% of the problem. And the other 20% is that we are just wasting things. We do things too extravagantly. But I think if we could cope with the 80% of the problem, we could probably learn to cope with the other 20. But the people who give the information on this are the Footprint News people. Matthijs Wackernagel is the guy who's running the Global Footprint News. And it's very important.
The Footprint News, so that's something for everybody to take note of. And you know, yeah, Derek, that this is so political. And a lot of people look at it and they say, oh, here we go again, climate change, and that can't be true. But statistically, as you just told us, you looked at the statistics, and that's what really led you down the path of realizing there's a problem, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been following Wackernagel's work, and his PhD supervisor was a Canadian in British Columbia, and the two of them set this global footprint concept in motion, and they've been refining it and refining it for years now, and it's become reasonably accurate. It was very inaccurate at first. They are now able to show that, roughly speaking, the world started to overspend in 1968. So we've had about 50 years of extravagant living, which we can't afford.
And you know, when you say that, though, people say, oh, are you going to take away our toys? Are you going to take away the things that we love? And you would answer to that, that there's ways to still fulfill your desires, but there's a more responsible way to do that.
Absolutely. In fact, life will get better, because at the moment, lots of parts of the earth are deteriorating. And I think you're familiar with the Mississippi Basin problem that's in my book, and the fact that the Mississippi pours chemicals into the Gulf and has created 7,000 square miles of dead ocean.
Wow.
stretching from the Mississippi estuary toward Florida. So it's a colossal disaster. The money that the government in the United States has put into fixing this has had no effect that anybody can measure, and it needs to be tackled by a new method. And in my book, I explain how an ecological economy would deal with it. That's just one of many sort of new things in my book. I've listed about 8 things which I think are original, but the basic thing, of course, is the mindset. You have to forget the basis, everything you learned when you grew up about money and so on, and you have to look at the world from the point of view of resources. And when you start looking at the world from the point of view of resources, you immediately realize that it's pretty well criminal to destroy a forest.
Boy, no kidding.
You can make a big profit by cutting down all the trees in some forest, as they are doing in Tasmania, but it's a criminal act in the sense that you're left with something that isn't any use.
Mm. Wow, and we want to tell everybody, it's A Leap to an Ecological Economy.
Yes.
Derek Paul's book, you can get it on Amazon, and you talk about the 8 things, and that's so intriguing. We don't want to give it all away, but tell us something else that's pretty revealing of what we can do and what's happening.
One of the things that I think people need to know, well, first of all, the book makes a strong case for full employment. In the ecological economy, I insist, all kinds of people have argued against me, but they've failed to show that full employment is impractical. I have, in fact, lived in a city where there was full employment, and I can assure you it's very practical, because if you get fired, you can get a job the next week.
And, of course, that's the concern of everybody, is finding gainful employment.
And it's absolutely practical, but the system makes sure that it doesn't happen. And it's actually systemic. So I'm proposing a new system. There'll be a new emphasis on human health, and I needn't explain that. A very important thing, one of my colleagues has explained that things like carbon taxes are not going to be able to get us out of the mess soon enough. The idea of putting a tax on carbon would have worked perhaps had it been introduced 20 years ago or 25 years ago, but it's too late. So now what we have to do is we have to develop policies, government policies, that will force the reductions to zero emissions in a relatively short time in the cases where the technology to do so exists. Where the technology doesn't exist, we have to very quickly work and develop it. So that's how we're going to deal with, going to have to deal with greenhouse gas reductions. I think one of the very immediately important things is that when you want to do something that's very important, that isn't going to bring immediate profit, you have to have a mechanism for raising the money at zero interest rate. And this can be done with publicly owned banks. It cannot be done otherwise, as far as I can tell. And I have people who are against this, but I think it's absolutely necessary, and I'm prepared to justify it. Lastly, I think with regard to population, there are lots of people who think that it doesn't matter at all if the global population keeps on increasing, provided you can feed everybody. My book has a new aspect on this, and that has to do with the fact that the global population is reducing the habitats for other creatures, and you cannot go on expanding human population without reducing most or all of the other species, and that's very, very serious. In other words, the population of the world is already somewhat too large, and so something has to be done about that. But there are several other points.
Wow.
So, which one would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, we could talk about this. I could talk to you all day about this. It's fascinating, all the research that you've done.
Yes.
But we're almost out of time, and I want people to get your book, certainly, A Leap to an Ecological Economy. You can get it on Amazon. What do you hope, Derek Paul, is the big takeaway? Why do people want to read your book?
I think that it has so much that they won't know about, that they'll find it worthwhile. Two of my acquaintance in Toronto are using the book as a philosophical basis for serious discussion groups. And so this is, we're talking about groups of, you know, tens of people. So it's starting to get there. I hope it will get into some of the schools and colleges. And I'm working on a second edition because some of the factors in the book have changed since I wrote it, particularly the chapter on, I've got an additional chapter on China, which asks the question, can China reduce its greenhouse gases soon enough?
Mm.
And the answer was uncertain if you read my book, but since then, the Chinese have changed their policy. They've decided to install a lot more, a huge number of additional solar panels, and I'm convinced that they can be probably one of the first of the important commercial nations to get their greenhouse gas emissions to zero. They're creating the potential to do that.
Wow. Derek Paul, that is huge. That's a great avenue to go down. We'll talk to you again in the future. Again, pick up the book, A Leap to an Ecological Economy. You can get it on Amazon. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is rolling now. Think about remote work. I know a lot of people who work remotely for some pretty big companies, including one of my friends who is a coder, another one who's actually an engineer, and they don't, neither one of those two actually ever, it's very rare, go into an office. So he's in our virtual green room right now, as I'm fond of saying. That green room is getting better and better looking, so maybe he's having a decent time in there. Andrew Nguyen joins us, CFA, Chief Investor Relations Officer for Transparent Business. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
So here's a provocative statement, and it is, can any company offer a chance of 90,000% ROI despite severe market volatility? Wow. So explain that.
Well, no one can guarantee returns. But I actually think we can make a strong business case that we're in the best position to take over the transparency marketplace and the management of remote workers. The transparency marketplace is significantly larger than the marketplace for Salesforce.com, another software company that's to a valuation that's well above $90 billion. Now, if we achieve our goals and we take over the transparency marketplace, and if we get the same valuation as Salesforce.com, we believe investors on the current round of $10 million may possibly achieve those extremely high returns.
Wow. And, you know, so part of this has to be when you talk about increasing the productivity of remote work. Explain that.
Well, just to let you know, since we're a software company, according to Citibank, we are the top people management solution. And we think we make computer-based work both easy to verify and coordinate. And in addition, we think we boost efficiency per worker by 15 to 40%.
Oof.
So overall, we think we make computer-based work both visible and easy to manage. And in addition, we also think it helps reduce fraud over billing and waste.
I like that, fraud over billing and waste, because you have the right kind of tabs on it, so you know exactly what's happening between the business and the person who's working remotely. And, Andrew, you know this in the past, and obviously this is your business model and with the software, et cetera, that there have been problems with that. There's been problems with software, et cetera. So in the development of this, you took all that into account, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And, in fact, we found two things happen when people start using our software. The first thing is the people that are being monitored tend to change their behavior. So that's one way we get this efficiency boost. The second way is, according to researchers as well as consultants or consultant reports, they believe there's a waste or time wasters in the workforce that basically waste between 13% and about a third of the time on their day in wasteful, non-work-related activities. So what we're trying to do is just remove those people completely from the workforce and basically try to get this efficiency boost per worker for a corporation.
So is part of that because they're distracted on phones, watching videos, trying to do something else while they're supposedly working?
Yes, absolutely, because right now we believe there's zero transparency in the marketplace on remote work. You don't know what somebody's actually doing. You don't know if they're on social media. You don't know if they're writing a letter to their grandmother. You don't know if they're doing the work that you want them to do. So with this software, it gives you full transparency in that remote work. And basically, it allows you to make sure that, okay, the employee you have working for you is doing the work that you want them to do.
Yeah, there you go. And we're speaking to Andrew Nguyen, Chief Investor Relations Officer, Transparent Business. This is fascinating, and Transparent Business has partners like, think about this, so it's got to be good, Google, Microsoft, Cisco, you name them, you know, Facebook, etc. And they've also received the designation of the top people management solution from Citigroup. And as I mentioned at the top, the whole idea is the remote work has increased. So what do you do to make sure people are on task and you're saving that money, et cetera? And it's good for the people, too, right? Because then the others who are suffering because of the fraud, they get rewarded, I'm assuming.
I think it's actually good for both companies as well as the employee.
Yeah.
Because it allows the employee to prove definitively to the company that, hey, I'm doing the work that you want me to do. And it allows the company to get the comfort with their employees. And over time, I actually believe when you have a consultant or one of your remote workers working remotely, when it comes time to ask to pay that worker, you will actually have a very high level of confidence that they're doing the work you want them to do.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I just went into a company where they had a call center and they needed me to come in. And they had problems, Andrew, with, of course, people being distracted and gossiping and everything else. And there they were right there, and it was a massive problem. And then they did have some people that worked remotely. So it's not really fair either for the, as we just mentioned, for the other employees. Now, you've got Transparent Business, the impact that you're having. You've got legislators in 13 states introducing bills that would make this kind of application mandatory. So that's got to make you feel good. Certainly you're walking in the right direction. And what was that like to see that in motion, these bills?
Oh, extremely exciting. So the first thing I want to let you know, we have 18 bills that have been introduced in various states, and we expect more positive traction in 2019. So we're very, very excited. We have very strong goals. We want to make transparent verification of billable hours mandatory for all government contracts. We also want to amend the Sarbanes and Oxley Act and make it that same kind of verification mandatory for all public corporations in the U.S.
Yeah, but so go ahead, talk about this for a second. We'll dive back to that, the Sarbanes and Oxley and amending that. Explain that, because that definitely will pique the interest, of course, of people listening.
Well, I think whenever you talk about federal legislation, federal laws, I think that's always an activity that's going to take a lot of intense scrutiny. So it's something that we are hopeful for, and we want to work with congressmen and try to get a bill passed as well at the federal level. What I also wanted to mention was that we're not just focused solely on governments. In fact, we want to do the same thing we're doing with governments, and we want to make transparent verification a mandatory requirement for procurement policies for major corporations. And therefore, we want to make transparent verification the new standard in corporate procurement. So all three of these are our goals, and we hope to have achieved explosive revenue growth in 2019.
Yeah, one of the things you say on your website, and people can look it up at transparentbusiness.com, and I think this is so interesting too, you talk about top curated talent and how to find workers or contractors, and that's a big buzzword because of side hustles and a lot of people who are contractors and who are very skilled. And you talk about finding the skill set best matching every job requirement. How does that work?
Imagine if a company could go and now source talent globally and source the specific skill set that they need. Now, one of the problems you have today is I can go and hire a programmer from another foreign country, but it's very, very difficult to monitor their work, to know that they're doing the work you want them to do as opposed to any other work that they potentially want to do, moonlighting or working on the projects, also out golfing or island. Very difficult to monitor now, but now you can use our software to monitor activity. So now we think we can help you source global talent, and it should significantly increase your ability to find the specific skill sets you need for your workforce.
For you to see all this explode, what does that feel like for you, Andrew, to be in the position you are and to watch what's happening with transparentbusiness.com?
Oh, it makes me feel absolutely great. I love talking to investors and telling them that, hey, we think this is a large potential market. We think there's an actual acute need for the software. Right now, we don't think there's any transparency in the management of remote work. We don't believe anybody controls the market for transparency. In fact, I don't believe there are any notable competitors in this space. We have a market-ready product, a scalable solution. We're really, really excited because we have all these endorsements and partnerships as well.
Yeah, I love that. And so here's the question, because people will think this. What is the minimal investment that anyone could invest in transparent business?
All investors need to be accredited investors, and we are targeting a minimum investment size of $50,000, which we think is very affordable for most accredited investors. So we believe the investors that are going to come in today and invest in this $10 million round, might have the potential of having that grow to $45 million.
Wow. Well, that's a perfect place to end this. My eyes are rolling back. I love it. Andrew Nguyen, Chief Investor Relations Officer for Transparent Business. You can go to transparentbusiness.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.